Yeah.
Oh my God! But I swallowed it! She was in front of me!
Oh, you don't want me to tease you about that.
I swallowed that sucker and was like, "Crap."
And the old Jim said, "Oh, this is really good."
You can turn on the recording right now, bro.
It's in my car.
Okay, let's call the regular session of the Winchester Redevelopment Commission for August 13th, 2015 to order. And our first order of business is, one, we have many guests, and it probably wouldn't be a bad idea if you would just please stand and introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm Sean Byram, local resident. I'm just here to observe, candidate for mayor.
Kevin Cook, president of Cooley Construction.
My name is
Nick Cockrell, attorney.
I'm not sure I'm guessing that.
Jennifer Hudson, Linda Winninger.
Anastasia Mihailov, grant administrator, community development, the REDC.
Chris W. Hozier, executive director, the REDC.
J.P. Hall, director of the Eastern Regional Office for Indiana Landmarks and also staff to the Portland Facade Grant Commission.
Mayor.
Steve Coyle, mayor of the city of Winchester until December 31st, 11:59 p.m.
Is that true? Until the next person picks up.
December 31st, 11:59.
Mayor, you're our first person on the agenda.
Today we've asked, we presented, if you look at the agenda, there's a lot of action items that are going to need to be looked at in regards to an economic development project for the city of Winchester, Indiana. The economic development project that we're looking at is what we like to refer to as a SAVE. It's not a new investment in our community. It is a new investment in our community, but it is mainly being able to maintain a current established employer in our community for the foreseeable future. And if you look at our history, our counting this one, our last three major economic development projects have been saved, whether it's the one that I'm proposing in front of you today with Cooley Construction, or the one with Ardall Glass, or the one with Margin, where we've seen substantial growth and reinvestment in our community. What we're doing is we're in the process now of trying to accommodate the continuing growth of Cooley Construction. They have outgrown their spaces, located on Middle School Road down at the industrial park down by the White River Friends Church. And with the ability of the school opening up, they saw that as an opportunity to give them a space to move into, to accommodate their headquarters, to accommodate their training set, classrooms, their safety seminars, to accommodate their maintenance hub for their fleet, and to allow for further growth and expansion of their business, which currently has approximately 240 employees and an annual payroll in excess of $15 million a year. So with that, there are several action items that I ask that are on your agenda to be considered. And to that end, I've asked Bruce Hozier, who is the Economic Development Director for Randolph County, to be here. I've asked Kevin Cook, who is the President of Cooley Construction, to be here to add any light on any questions you might have. And I've asked Jennifer Hudson from the London Woody Group, who is here to answer any questions on the structure of the pending agreement and arrangement that we will have to implement to move this process forward.
Thank you. What detail do you want to go into at this point?
Whatever detail you wish. I mean, Jennifer can explain exactly how the structure is going to be. I think Meeks can interject on that. Kevin can talk about the phenomenal growth and basically you're all over the Midwestern United States is where I did not realize that you went as far as you did. You know, to have that corporate headquarters is here. We're in about 6 states now?
7 states.
7 states now. So,
Kevin, why don't you, if you would, maybe, why don't you lead off and tell us a little bit about Cooley Construction? But then also, then we'll follow that with Bruce and then Jennifer after that.
Sure.
Pull that together.
Brief history of what got us where we're at now. Cooley Construction has been around since 1978. The two brothers split the business so one could concentrate on the power business, the other could concentrate on water and sewer. Our side, Cooley Construction, concentrated on the power business. And of course, that market's just exploded, and they're expecting the next 20 years to be very strong. So we're fortunate to be in the area we're in. Back in April of 2012, we had 43 employees. To date, we're right at 240 employees. So been a tremendous amount of growth in 3 years. It's been fun and headaches along the line. So we cover about 7 states, mostly the Midwest area here. And it's just, we've been fortunate, and we've just literally outgrown the place where we're at now. The place we're at now is not just, there's just no real good spot to build on or add on to our offices anymore or the shop area. So we were looking at alternative spaces, what's going to be the most economical for the business. And we wanted to stay in Winchester. We all live in Winchester. The principals of the company all live in Winchester, grown up in Winchester. And the other option we were looking at was Richmond, Indiana. So it's fortunate that we've got this opportunity in front of us to retain and stay here in Winchester.
Wonderful. Well, Bruce, would you take us through the project a little bit, or the mayor, whichever one?
Well, from the economic development standpoint, obviously, it's been mentioned before that when you think about the positive components of this project, it almost aligns itself as a perfect storm of economic development in a positive way. When you think about the city of Winchester and you think about the school system, Cooley Construction, Randolph County, everybody has a positive take from this type of project and the way it's been structured and put together, if you will, by the mayor and certainly others that have been involved in that process, just adds continued value. When you talk about building a strong structure of economic success in your community, nothing's more important than the retention side and continue to build the capacity of existing companies and protect that employment that's here. It's essential for success in a community. So to be able to have all those opportunities align themselves in a positive way for this project, the economic development encourages and complements both this type of opportunity, and we're here to help in any manner we can to move this project forward.
One of the exciting structure of this project, and that did not address when I first spoke, but that is one of the major benefactors of this project, utilizing the TIF structure that's in place, which gets a lot of bad rap around some circles in the state of Indiana. The real major benefactor of this project is going to be the school. Because what we're going to do here is as we develop this project, is we are going to identify the school property where the school building sits, not the bus barns, but not anything on the east side of Middle School Road, but all the school property on the west side of Middle School Road. We're going to identify that as a TIF district. That area has not been on the tax rolls to date. Now, what happens with that is that means that all the taxes that are going to be collected off of that, once Cooley's has control of that property as a business, are going to be going into that TIF district. The beneficiary of the monies that are raised for the TIF district has been designated as the high school, specifically the vocational education wing at the high school. As you know, we have been working, when I say we, I'm talking about the City of Winchester and the Winchester Redevelopment Commission, has been working over the years to build and enhance a vocational education presence at the school that is really bringing results. We've got NSST certification happening at the school. We've got construction trades happening at the school. We've got robotics happening at the school. And we're now in the process, and by the middle part of September, we'll be having welding happening at the school. And all these are key vital components to our workforce as we move forward and trying to make sure that, that as jobs become available, we'll have the people who can step up and fill those jobs. So by capturing all this money in this TIF district and dedicating it to the school, specifically to the vocational education wing, it's hard to say what their limitations are going to be now as far as being able to enhance the quality of academic and vocational class activity that they currently offer. So I'm excited about this. This is an unbelievable opportunity for the city of Winchester, for the county of Randolph, for all the kids who are attending the vocational and the adults who are attending the vocational ed class. And I really think that there's nothing bad about this thing at all. I'm just totally stoked.
I'd like to piggyback a little bit on what you're saying. Is one of the beneficiaries is definitely the school corporation. And when the school corporation, when TIF projects take place, many times school corporations are negatively affected. Well, this is a definite win. I mean, this is a win, and I won't stop them with the schools. It's a win for the schools because they're going to be able to offer that so much more with those funds that they have. But then the other is the ultimate improvement we should see in the education of the kids to send them out into the workforce. So from an economic development standpoint, when we talk to improving the workforce and continuing to strengthen that workforce, this is that perfect project to do just that. So I think it's as good a one as we can come up with. Yes.
And Jim, if I may, the mayor, you both made great points, because I think when we talk about that diversification in our workforce capacity here in the city of Winchester and Randolph County, it just continues to add great, again, value to your economic climate, if you will, within your community. I mean, you're talking about it's not only manufacturing, it's construction, it's healthcare, it's education, and the more you diversify in your economic base, the more you can get through some of those, the roller coaster ride, if you will, of a national economy, allows you to sustain yourself better and come out the other end stronger. So again, congratulations, and we're looking forward to this project moving forward.
I sit here and I just keep thinking of how this thing rolls. It's like this snowball rolling downhill. Not only do we provide a better workforce, but our ability to retain other industries that we have in the community and also to attract other industries is enhanced. So it's a good one.
Yeah, you know, a lot of projects, there will be one or two little negative things about it, but this, I sure don't see anything. And I agree with everything you said, Jim, other than one thing. You said the TIF districts can negatively impact the school, and I don't see that. It's construed that way.
Yeah.
It's construed that way, but really it doesn't. It doesn't take any taxes away from the schools. And somewhere down the road, you're going to get a heck of a lot more.
The thing that I see is that we are fortunate because Cooley's Construction has been helped before with the city back in the day when it first started by where they're located now. And we were glad back then that they stayed here and just kept on building and kept on building. And they're asking for another, and say, we want to stay here. That just shows commitment. And the workforce from the employing of 40-some to 240, and they want to add more to it. This just should be on fire right now because they're staying here. We've helped them before, back in the day, and now we're going to get them to stay here again and help again, because all this was economic development, is people stay here, they buy here, they'll live here, they'll build houses here, and it's just the future.
We have a point for Jennifer to explain the tax impact statement.
Hello. I'm here to talk about the economic development plan, which is the beginning phase of establishing the property as an allocation area and an economic development area. And economic development plan basically walks through what you're trying to do with the area, what its purpose is, what the redevelopment commission is committed to doing with that area. So in the plan, we've gone through the steps of the project, how the school corporation has a facility that they're no longer using for school purposes and wish to dispose of that property, and the willingness of the redevelopment commission to take that property, and through an RFP process, they will establish an appropriate person to give that property to for economic development purposes. For all intents and purposes, at this point, Cooley has been the company that is identified for the property. The plan goes through the estimated cost of the TIF revenues that would be generated from the property, assuming the DSS value stays the same that it is today. I should reemphasize that currently the DSS value for the property is based on a tax exempt entity owning it for a school facility. As that property is improved and the status of it changes to taxable, it is likely that the DSS value will change. So the estimate currently is between $50,000 to $60,000 annually that the school corporation may see in TIP revenue, from the TIP revenues, that they can use for workforce development programs. And they would be limited to that use, according to the plan. The plan also stipulates that it is not the intention of the Redevelopment Commission to offer any other benefits other than the property to the company, and then turning over the TIP revenues they generated from the area to the school corporation on an annual basis. There's no plan for the Redevelopment Commission to do any site improvements or provide any other benefits. Part of the process in preparing the plan is that you adopt a declaratory resolution that states that you understand you have a plan in place for the area and that you agree with that plan. And that's the beginning phases of going through all the additional steps that we'll have to go through to establish the area, meaning going to the City Council as well as to the Planning Commission and back to you for confirmatory resolution at a later date.
So, in a synopsis there, the plan is defined as basically pretty simple, you know.
Everything you've gone over, basically.
We're giving you the land, you're paying the taxes are going to school, the school has to use it for vocational. Not a lot of gray area involved in that plan. So I guess, I'll turn it back over to Brad.
Or the next. Does anyone have any questions for Jennifer regarding things up to this point? If not, our next item on our agenda is the Winchester Redevelopment Commission Resolution 2015-2. And it's the resolution of the City of Winchester Redevelopment Commission declaring an area in Winchester, Indiana, as an economic development area, including the economic development plan for said area, that was just described to us. Do I have a motion made by Scott Hawkins, seconded by Jim Nunez. Further discussion? Not all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Thank you. Then the next is the resolution 2015-3, is a resolution accepting the property from the Randolph Central School Corporation to be used.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, this is just the second part of the puzzle. You have to get the property. So this is accepting the property from the school. So the school board has made a similar resolution to this. And so, but theirs isn't accepting it, theirs offering it. And so ours is an acceptance of that. And so this is the second piece of puzzle. So we need this part to go forward. I think the appraisals for the school have already been ordered. We have to have two appraisals pursuant to the statute. I talked to Steve right before the meeting. Those should be forthcoming fairly quickly. I can tell you the title insurance has been ordered, and I've looked at it already. The school doesn't have a big mortgage on it, and they don't have a big debt. So that's fine. We just want to make sure these guys would get clear title. I mean, we want to make sure that nothing quirky with the school stuff is important. It's been a school for a long time out there.
Yeah.
Went back through the deeds, and I think it was the White River before it was. Well, it was White River before, yeah. So it kind of went back away.
The school too long had it down.
Yes.
Way too long.
Are there any?
Just an opinion.
Any questions off this?
Any further questions for Meeks before we would vote on that resolution 2015? Not. Do I have a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved.
Second. Okay. Motion made by Conan Wallace, seconded by Jim Nunes. All those in favor? Further discussion? Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And that passes. The authority to proceed would be the next item on our agenda.
Yeah, that's just, again, this is something I kind of would need. We got the appraisals coming. We need kind of authority to make sure we get all these pieces in place. So then when we have our next meeting, if we need the next meeting, then I would think we'd be signing, well, accepting the deed and some things from the school.
So I need a motion or
get it? Yeah, do a motion. We can do a motion.
We'll do a motion.
Make me feel better. So
I understand.
I'm spending your guys' money. Right?
Your
money.
Yours too.
Yeah, our money.
I move to approve the authority to proceed.
And a motion to proceed.
Second.
And seconded by Scott Hawkins. Motion and seconded by Jim Nunes. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. And it passes.
So I think at some point we'll probably need another meeting when we get a little closer. I'll let the mayor know, I'll let you folks know when we'll need another meeting. Maybe even two, I don't know. You know, one meeting if we're going to accept it and get the property, and then maybe a second meeting. Now, hopefully we can do it all together to do the final resolution.
I'm betting those will be very quick meetings.
I would imagine it would not be a really long meeting because it would be mostly signing the documents. So,
number one, the comment on that is careful that guy.
Well,
the second item, the question I would have, and that would be for Kevin, is that you guys are going to totally vacate where you're at now, right? Is that they going to fool to Chris?
We haven't decided. You know, we built the current shop we're in back in 2000 and that was 2004, 2005, and we thought when we built that, man, there's no way we'd ever utilize all this, and now it's way too small, so we're probably not going to take that off the table right now and get rid of that property. We're going to keep it just for future.
And another thing too that I want to make a comment in Saratoga, they took that school and made it into a functional building and stuff, and I'm just a representative from Saratoga, and all the talk there and all their help in Saratoga, it's just nothing but fantastic. They are good industry, good neighbors, and proud for them to be helping Saratoga.
We appreciate that.
You are good corporate citizens,
yeah.
And that's obvious, so
absolutely
appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is the notice of resignation of Dan Harris, and I will read her letter of resignation. And I have given a copy to Vicki Haney. Letter of resignation dated August 11, 2015 from Dan Harris. Dear President Meyerday, please accept this letter as notice of my resignation as a member and secretary of the Winchester Redevelopment Commission effective August 12, 2015. This was a difficult decision, but after serious consideration due to both personal and professional reasons, I feel it is in my best interest, my fellow commission members, and the city of Winchester that I step down and allow another the opportunity to serve in my place. I thank the Winchester City Council for the opportunity to serve on this board. I wish continued success to you and the commission members as you continue to make great strides for our community. Please be assured that I will do all I can to ensure a smooth transition until a replacement can be appointed. Very truly, Nanny Harris. And a couple comments on that. I know the mayor is moving ahead with that. That's enough of that. But I appreciated the time that Nan has spent on our commission, and she will be missed. And I did tell her that. So
I had the opportunity to speak to her in detail yesterday, and she's got so many irons in the fire right now. You know, she sometimes meets herself coming out the door when she's going in. So, you know, with the kids both in school, and they're both very active, and with the business that they're involved with the mother, and with her continuing education opportunity that she's pursuing to try to improve herself, and then that taskmaster that she works for on a regular basis and just cracks a whip on a daily basis, you know, so maybe it would, she needed to sit back.
I'll tell Tom that.
She has more time now that she can work her just a little harder.
It is a council appointment for her seat. And, I was talking to Todd Schroeder the other day and told him that the opportunity was there, and he really wanted to express an interest in being appointed by council to finish out the year in the seat. And Todd brings a wealth of Board of Works knowledge and common sense to the table.
J.P. Hall, Indiana Landlords.
I'll be brief. The purpose for me coming tonight is just to kind of reintroduce myself to you all. It's been a couple years. Joe Frost has really been the one who's kind of taken the lead in staffing the facade grant program. I will act as staff in the interim until I can hire a new staff person in my office, and more than likely they will take on the role as staff person for the facade grant program. I imagine that'll happen in the next couple months, but no rush. I'm here to act as that resource to the city. There's nothing for you guys to act upon tonight. There is a project in the pipeline, 129 North Main, and I just had a meeting with the gentleman today to talk a little bit about some more specifics about his proposal. I've been in contact with the committee. We will be meeting here in the next couple weeks, and you guys will most likely have a recommendation at the next meeting next month. I hope that Joe represented Landmarks well and represented you all well, and if not, good, great, good to hear. If not, please let me know, and if you have any suggestions on how to move forward or how we might improve the staffing position, let the mayor know or let me know personally, and I think it's a great program, and I hope you guys agree too.
One question is, now with Nan being on it, she's one of your main focuses there on that committee. How would that happen?
This board will have to appoint somebody to take her place. And I don't know if it will require somebody, we talked about this earlier, that's a member of the board or if it's a board appointment. I don't know what the answer to that is.
I don't remember.
I'll lean on you. I think it was suggested 2 years ago that you guys wanted a conduit from the commission. Nance was acting as chair, So we would definitely, I definitely would like a chair, you know, acting in some way, whether that comes from you guys or the mayor. I'm very flexible and open. So I lean on you guys on how you guys want to fill that void.
We can discuss that.
Okay.
We'll see you next month's meeting.
Yes. Yes.
Now, you have talked with Richard, right?
Yes, today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will continue to talk with Richard until we get Richard where we want Richard at in regards to the program.
That diagram that he handed to us two months ago. And he's working real hard.
Oh, yeah.
He's out there working hard. He's painting himself, saying real overhead, and taking down stuff inside the buildings and stuff. So he's a worker, and he wants to make sure everything is being done and move ahead. He's always, he can't wait. He has to wait to see anything.
That's right. As long as it takes, so the commission's happy and the city's happy.
Sounds good. I appreciate you coming.
Absolutely.
I reintroduce yourself.
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Greenville Project status update.
Yeah. I love the smell of excavators in the morning. You know, there's nothing more satisfying than going out there and seeing construction from one end of that scope of that project to another. And after all of the delays that we went through on phase three and the aggravation of getting to where we needed to get to on phase three, have all that angst has been curbed because you can see it now. You can get a feel for what it's going to look like and you can smell it. On phase three, the pavers will be in tomorrow. And they will be working and filling in the area called all the curb is in, and they will be filling all that area in. And once they get that area filled in, they'll be shifting over and going to the south side of that road. Now, the south side of the road should be extremely simple, because you're basically going to be putting in a curb line, you're going to be putting in your sidewalks, and you're just going to the street width is being established on the north side, not the south side. So phase three is moving forward rather well, and I'm hopeful that by mid to late September, that one will be pretty well wrapped up. Phase one and phase two, all utilities have been relocated. And if you look out there, you see they're in the process of putting in the storm drainage. They've skimmed the topsoil pretty much for most of the way on the south side of that road, and they're in the process of putting in the storm drainage. They've lined the big ditch that went underneath the road there and stabilized that. And so that project is moving along and picking up speed. And I think once that storm drain goes in, you're going to see some high octo activity happening there as well. They're getting the inlet set, so if you look at where the inlet's at, you get a feel for how wide that road's going to be around the area where the hospital complex is. So it's exciting. It's an exciting process. And so it's finally moving forward, and I think that one is supposed to be substantially completed by mid-November. They'll have to come in, obviously, after the fact next year and work on punch list items, but It'll be for all intents and purposes, it will be a functioning street before this year is over, barring any acts of nature or any other calamities, man-made calamities.
So you're saying that's by 11:59 on December 31st?
Absolutely.
And you're right. It does look. I mean, there is so much activity. That's fantastic. No one can sit there and say that nothing is happening, because there are a lot of things happening, and I think they really do look good. And when you look, not only are the projects that improve traffic flow, that improve the looks. There's just a whole lot of things that are happening with that. But then the other one should be left out of that is, there's several projects in the last few years now that continually improve the drainage in the city of Winchester. And so they're, that's one not to be left out of that, because they're just, those are some of the side benefits that aren't as obvious, that people don't see, they just don't see that. But when you look at the drainage, it continues to improve.
We've had this discussion before, you know, with Bruce, and we've taken bites and moved forward, but we kept moving forward on reducing impact, and a lot of that activity happened and centered around the redevelopment commission with the Lake Baker project, with the project that diverted stormwater from the Kim Perry ditch to the ditch that goes by the Cooley's new setup out there with the requirements that we went with the drainage board and changed the discharge permits for new construction going on out there. And now, and we'll talk about a little bit later on about a major project that we're working with Sturt's management to do another major stormwater remediation in that area. That would probably be the final piece of the puzzle to totally transform and transfix and eliminate major water issues out there on that corridor for a long time.
That's interesting. You mentioned Lake Baker. They fixed it, and I'm the one that got credit for that name, Lake Baker. Because it was perceived that that was the school's fault, that whatever.
You got
anyway, it's fixed.
At least you got Clearwater. You know, I take people out the wastewater treatment and look into the thing and say, that kind of reminds me of something out of your office, Mayor. So you know, you get the Clearwater and I get the dirty water. So
there you go. any other new business? Otherwise, we'll move on to old business, the police dog.
The question was raised last time whether or not the redevelopment commission could commit TIF revenues to going into a fund to help raise money for a second police dog. I broached the subject with Mr. Higgins at Leonard Winnie Group, and he said it's possible to do that, but in order to do that, you have to modify the plan. And to modify the plan, that means you go back through the process that we're going through now, where you come before the redevelopment commission, you change the plan here, you go before the area plan, you get the area plan to adopt the modification plan, go before city council. There's a lot of steps in the process. It can be done, but it's a very long, drawn out, and it could be a little bit costly process, because you're going to be involved in legal counsel, you're going to be involved in financial counsel, you're going to be involved in a lot of travel time and energy to get this thing on modified.
What does area plan have to do with it at all?
They have to, the way the system's set up, they have to approve, and they have to look at any plan that's implemented for a TIF district and make sure that it meets statutory requirements. They don't have to like it. They don't have to agree with it. But they have to say, yes, it meets statutory requirements.
Well, I guess my comment is, Scott, did you have more you wanted to say?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I guess my comment would be, I think the police dog is a project that needs to move forward, but I think it's one that we probably need to bow out and let the bow out.
Bow out.
Bow out. And let the...
Bill's writing that down twice.
And let the city council move forward with that project.
Let me ask another dumb question, because I'm good at it, okay?
I probably not equally dumb answer.
If we... Could the redevelopment commission fund parts of it, like the car, the equipment on the car, leave the dog out of it?
It would be the same thing. It would be the same theory behind it.
Same thing.
Okay.
It's the purpose, Scott. It's the purpose. What the mayor's saying. That's what goes through the protocol, and then what it is a standard after that, and after it takes all its. That's why a lot of people give up on projects,
yeah.
Or they take it on, but it just means that man would have a second job again at his place because of all the typing and all the things that has to be done.
Yeah, I think we just let that one your office, but support it. Vision Park TIF districts, if you've been out there, you've seen the pond, the retainage pond has been put in and taken care of. We've not had any issues with it overflowing its banks, certainly by all the water we've got, so it's going to be a necessary addition to the thing, but it's in place, operational.
That's striking.
I do remember the strike.
I haven't had that conversation yet, I apologize. I had a senior moment and forgot to call them people. I'll be frank, I've had a senior, I've not been doing anything, you know, I've just been sitting around and pulling my thumb, so.
Yeah. No, but at least there have been some trucks going in there making them muddy, so, and stuff, so it's good that, because, you know, after a while, it's going to be nice to have this, and that's what you brought to us, what, 3 years ago, whatever?
We're at that point where that's finished, and
now it's ready.
So if you would, thanks, Mayor. And thank you, Jim, for bringing that up. 27 East TIF District.
Well, we've already discussed the Greenville projects. The only other thing that I would really talk about right now would probably be the Gateway project, in that we met with our engineers and going out and looked it over, and there was probably more plants that didn't come up this year than did come up, and what we decided was we're going to condense the area and over saturate the area, so we're now the planting bed runs the length of the approach all the way down to the curbs. We're going to probably bring those back to basically where the riprap is, and then put a greater concentration of planting in that area, and then that area then going south will be put back to the grass, so it'll be easier to maintain, and then the planting area around the center medallion out there will be expanded as well. So that will probably be happening in October.
Let's go get the contractor.
Contractor has to, they guarantee those plants when they put them in the ground. They were questioned on them as far as the time of the year they had them. Said, oh, it'll be fine. We had a hard winter. And the perennials in by the hundreds did not come up. And then a lot of the other plants did not survive. And they can't say that they weren't well watered in, because we know that was certainly not the case.
That's true.
Yeah. The only other thing, as far as the 27 East TIF district that I would talk about is the fact that we've had Cook Nursery and Trim come in a couple times and work on our landscaping back through there. It's looking a little rough again. I don't know what a proper schedule is to have these people come in and because I think they would need it whatever we ask them to do. But I don't know what the proper schedule is going there, and there where the cells were, there's some weed coming through there.
Now, what I noticed last year when I did that, and then Jim went ahead and got them contracted, but I deweeded all that and trimmed all the trees. And I'm saying right there at June, because June is heavy for celebration in Randolph County when in Winchester too. And with the Hawaiians and all that, you know, here. And I think if they start looking at it, and I was going to talk to Danny Wasson, and but you know, seasonal, you know, when is a good season? Because I think we're going to need it twice, you know, to meet our standard and stuff.
He's been in here twice already.
He's been there twice.
And well, I think $100.
But that's not much either. For doing it, I think we need more of a plan that takes it through the months, the growing months, because otherwise we're going to run into it. It's going to continually not look good.
Because, like I said, June is one of your heavy months because of graduations, people coming from everywhere, and it's just those type of, what I've noticed when I've looked at all the properties and stuff and when I'm driving around myself, I think June is a good startup time, you know, because from no matter hard winter or whatever it is, you know, let them pop out, whether you transplant, you get to see what's got to be transplanted and stuff, because, you know, every year you lose something.
You do. I think you want that definitely done, but then you get to July 4th, you want what your lawn baseball and apple pie is this weekend, and we'd want it to look good, but I'm sure we're not on the schedule to have anything done.
No, I don't think so.
So if really we need to sit down, and I don't know.
We'll ask them. I mean, what would they think of a good program?
Have them tell us what they think, and then we can look at it and see what we can look at.
See, I only have another complaint about that, is on the McDonald's side, you know, you've got this, the mayor took care of it, because he has those guys mow all that.
Yeah.
And the mayor has the guys that mow here on the sidewalk, just a little bit on the sidewalk, on the north side, 32, but that's it.
I feel that the shoulder is supposed to be taking it back to the riprap.
Okay, and that's all I was asking, just to take it back to the stones, right back there, because the state...
Frank and I discussed this the other day, and he was planning on taking that back to the riprap.
Because that's what catches your eye, as you're coming in, that catches your eye right there, because the state, when I talked to Susie, she already took all the fence down on this side, because people kept running into it, the snow kept pushing it, so she left the rods in, but just took the fence away. The chain link one, and it looks a lot better, even though I wish you would have took the rods out, but, you know, I know there's a reason why the state leaves them, but but still, if we could just go to the raft where he's talking about, just to go on both sides, you know, this other side has a lot of thistles, oh, it's really bad. Once we get control on that side, you know, it'd be great, because now when you walk, when you drive through with who's keeping theirs clean and then ours, and it all blends in as a nice gateway.
It is.
That's just much.
I would agree. So, if you would.
I've written it down.
Okay.
That way, yeah. I look at my minute.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I've seen your moment.
Yeah, well, I listen more often. I don't know why.
What?
December's coming too quick.
Willow Ridge. I was going to ask you about riprap. Whatever that was, riprap you were talking about, a rap. So, sorry.
Coincidentally, I noticed today that those two street lights are still working great in broad daylight. Yeah. What does it take to get a couple of
The last report I had was they were supposed to be ordered, and I don't know that they have been. I don't know that they haven't been, but that's what I was told.
About a year and a half ago.
No, they talked about last night. But the report said that Frank said that they ordered photo cells for that. And I'll tell you quite frankly, I haven't had that conversation with him since.
And he could probably walk in and yell and buy to them.
That was the thought. Yeah.
It's just an idea.
Yeah. But I think the base on that, though, Scott, when I repaired it several years ago, the base is just a little bit bigger than the normal, because what they sell is normal cell things that you screw in.
Uh-huh.
And because I bought one and it wouldn't fit in there. It was just a little bit bigger, just enough to get you that extra money to go and buy the proper one. Keeps people like me going up and putting a switch on it.
I wouldn't have.
Again,
December 31st.
Yeah.
Okay. Next item we have is I do have the. I think all of you have the minutes from the June 11th and July 9th, and that would conclude then. Nan's responsibilities as secretary for our commission. If you've had a chance to review those, that's fine. If not, please review those here, and then we'll take a vote on those.
Yeah.
so we do want to make sure that we, just in case, that we've written down some of this information, because we don't have Vicki and we don't have Nan, so, at this point.
What you do?
Just in case.
Yeah.
Can you motion to be accepted?
TIP districts, Willow Ridge TIP district, Mayor Croyle has the sensors for the light pole. Now we know.
No.
You got it.
That's what I remember.
That's what I remember. You said right here to me?
You said it was in my office.
You know, I'm gonna give you guys, just something that I've observed. I know it's never happened while Bill's been with the News Gazette. Sometimes just because it's written down doesn't mean that actually was what.
Yeah, well, you mean everything you read on the internet is not necessarily true?
I know it's gonna be hard to do.
Well, we're gonna have to amend the minutes, because he says he doesn't have them. And the minute says he.
I said that Frank said he was gonna get them and put them in.
It says Willow Ridge TIP district, Mayor Croyle has the sensors for the light.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, you do.
I was there, I remember it too. Now, the July night, the sensors have been ordered for lighting at Willow Ridge.
Yeah, but it was in the office.
Well, does it say anywhere there how he lost them?
It doesn't.
No?
It doesn't.
We had sensors and we gave them to him, and he put them on other lights out there, I know that.
I do think that was the discussion.
Yeah.
And that didn't.
Not the two important ones.
Yeah, that's not really like you shared.
That's a little quid pro quo, though. You gotta take into consideration that those lights didn't work for a number of years. And now that we're balancing it out, see? So with the time it wasn't working to the time that they're on all the time, so we're kind of getting.
Oh, these are the new lights.
They weren't even there.
They weren't working all the time. There's two others that don't work any of the time, so.
Well, you know, they were up for a good while before they even got turned on.
Yes.
So I'm just balancing. I'm getting balanced here, okay? Oh, it's like yin and yang. It's nature, you know? You breathe, you exhale. You know, lights on, lights off.
Well, I got to where I can tell. You can tell who doesn't have a campaign this
far. Yeah.
I got to where I was cautious when I came in the south end of Willow Ridge. So if I saw Marilyn Howell, I'd make you
You have the July 9th meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections, and if not, I need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve meeting.
And that motion was made by Conan Wallace, and seconded by Jim Nunez. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed. Financial report, you've had those, and I think that's working very well, getting those a little earlier has worked out very well from another way, so any questions on those? I saw nothing. I need a motion to approve the financials. Scott Hawkins made a motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm opposed. Bills and claims, they've been on the table, and I think they've been around here, haven't they?
Well, when we get this, too.
Yes.
So that's nice.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That's what I was on.
And then Greenville docket, we just need to make sure we sign it. Well, I guess we do need to approve that. I need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Governor Wallace made the motion, Sherman Nunez, second by that motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mayor?
I do have one thing I've got to bring under mission, you don't see a claim in the report yet, but one of the things that got overlooked in the process of doing the storm, retention pond, is that we were to purchase that open, we have to lay out, we have to take it out of this building, prescribe the amount that we would want to set in the report, if you ever put more, we have to purchase that, so.
It's $50.
One out of Hayden Park.
Oh.
Yeah, for the take down.
So, yeah, a good idea, yeah.
So you'll be seeing that coming down the pile.
I know, we'll find.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
Glad you're here.
Well, you know, if they pop in or they pop out, you know what you say, you're sitting here and all of a sudden they'll pull up.
Those are called senior in my life. I'm having to pour up all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Hawkins?
Yeah.
All right.
Productive meetings.
I'm not sure if I'm booming or exert yourself on that. I'll be done.
So I talked to Kevin and he said that he's going to come run on my call as well.